That time of the week again, Tech Talk Tuesday with my man, Tienus Jansa van Rensburg, joining me on the line this afternoon. Tienus, welcome to Smile FM, bud.
Thanks, man. Nice to talk to you again.
And that's it. We're both so busy. Normally you're in studio with me, but the phone call will have to do. But, Tienus, I don't know if you're aware that we are currently experiencing some load shedding.
No.
Just a little bit, eh? And looking at stage 6 tonight, this is skriklik. Ek weet nie of ek kan deal nie. But this is kind of our story and what our story focuses on this afternoon, in that China are thinking or planning to beam solar energy down from space. Did I have that correct?
Yes, pretty much. It's a new technology that they are working on. So, look, the biggest problem with a lot of renewables is that you need that renewable to be working at as high an efficiency as possible, right? So solar panels doesn't work very well when it gets dirty or when there's no sunshine or it's raining, which is obviously a big problem. Wind obviously needs to blow for the turbine to be working. So what is the best solution? Well, make those things as effective as possible. And a lot of scientists believe that putting solar panels up in space is the best way, because you can always tilt it towards the sun and it can always be generating power. Now, the only problem with that, of course, is how do you get that power to Earth? And in the university in China, in Shanxi province, they figured out a way to be able to beam this electricity back to Earth.
How will this work effectively? Because if we're thinking about putting solar panels in space, that's one thing. But receiving it down on Earth, what's the mechanism here?
Right. So once that electricity has been generated, they have bought a machine that then converts that energy into microwaves, which we can obviously beam in a specific direction. And then there's a converter on the other side that actually captures those microwaves and can then revert those microwaves back into electricity. And that is how they want to send beam electricity down from space. Now, it's obviously very early days of the technology, but they've already built a working prototype. It's not sitting in space yet. So the solar panel is sitting about 100 meters above the ground. It collects electricity and then it beams that electricity with microwaves to a receiver on the other end. And the technology has been working thus far, so it's a step in the right direction.
Okay, wait, hang on. Let me understand this correctly. Are we talking about a giant wireless charger here?
pretty much.
This is what it sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. So your massive wireless charger is sitting in space. And it's beaming electricity down to a receiver, and we can use it however we please.
Fascinating story. Tienus, thanks for checking in, my friend. Have a lekker day further.
Thanks, you too.
That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.